right, here we go. Another week. It's the last week of the regular season. The playoffs will be here next week. Still a lot to be determined. Still playoff positioning, the division titles. Lots on the line. There were already two games yesterday. Pittsburgh played the Ravens. They won. And for now, they stay alive, needing a Jacksonville or a Buffalo loss for them to be in the postseason. In my game of the week last night that lived up to it, Houston and the Colts played a pretty tough game. Came down to the last play, and the Colts looked like they were going to win. They needed a fourth down, and they made a mental mistake or an offensive mistake that cost them. And the Texans are at least in the postseason, potentially, if Jacksonville loses, the AFC South champs. So, you can hear me, right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Good. All right. All right, so, like I said, we will now preview these matchups, but the following games we will not preview. The following games that are out, officially all out. Raiders hosting the Broncos. Chargers hosting the Chiefs. Bengals hosting the Browns. And the 49ers hosting the Rams. Now, both of them are in the playoffs, but they know where they sit. 49ers will be the one seed, and the Rams will be the sixth seed. So no matter what happens today in that matchup, their positions will remain the same. So we will start this look back now. Before we get to the actual playoff matchup, there's one game we did skip, but we're going to preview this game because this could be the end of an era today. Obviously, Bill Belichick and New England, no matter what you say about Brady, and Brady was reason, all that, yes. But still, he's the greatest coach the Patriots has ever had and one of the league has ever had. He has over 300 wins in Foxborough. He has six championships. That matters. Six championships. So it's obvious that as much as you can sit there and say that it doesn't matter, if Belichick does get the axe today after this game, what does that tell you about other people's legacies? Like Andy Reid in Kansas City or Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh, you know? Like I said, it's something to think about, you know? But they are playing the Jets today in the season finale. Both teams are obviously on the outs. We'll see. Neither are going to the postseason, but still, this is a pride game. Can the Patriots send Belichick at least off with a victory, or can the Jets spoil it and get their first win against New England in 8 years? Go ahead.
All right, well, like you mentioned while you were talking, John's probably in mourning right now because his Colts are out officially, you know, so we'll see what happens today. We'll get to some of those games when it comes to.
Yeah, we'll talk about that game on Wednesday. We'll talk about that game and that ending.
yeah. But we'll obviously talk about the other games that relate to the Texans shortly. For this game, I mean, you can say something about it if you want, man. This is one of the worst games of the week, and I refuse to even put an ounce of thought into it. So I'll just give you a score. I think Patriots are going to win 23-20.
Yeah, I know. I know you don't give a damn about this matchup because it has nothing to do with the postseason. Neither team is going anywhere. It's bad, whatever. But remember, it is still Bill Belichick. No matter what you think about him personally or whatever, remember, New England in his era is iconic. I mean, over 300 wins and six championships. I mean, that's hard to think about, you know. No coach currently or potentially coming into the league, that's a hell of a shoes to follow. Whoever takes over New England's head coaching, they have some big shoes to fill, and they're not going to be able to fill even a third of what Belichick did. Not even a third of what he did. I mean, if this is Belichick's last game, potentially all time, then obviously this has been a great run, and we'll see you in Canton very soon. But I think Belichick's going to coach again. I feel like he has no intentions of walking away. So at this point, like I said, the Jets, they have nothing really to play for besides their pride and the fact that they still live and die off Aaron Rodgers. Like, it matters. But at the end of the day, I'm going to go with the Patriots. This was one of my picks for the week when we did our wagers or whatever on Thursday was. So I'm going to go with the Patriots. They win. And the final score, 31-20.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see what happens with Belichick, man. I mean, if he gets fired or if he quits or whatever, you know, I'll have something to say about him. He's obviously the greatest coach of all time, so there'll be something to say. But in terms of his game, I won't say shit. I just don't care.
Yeah, I understand. All right. Well, now let's get to the postseason. And obviously, like I said, I mean, we already mentioned some scenarios that just happened and will still happen. But we're going to first look at the NFC side here. Obviously, we'll scratch the Eagles and the Cowboys to the end like we always do. But let's look at the South, the NFC South first. Obviously, it's been complicated. It's been a bad division. If the Eagles or the Cowboys do not win the division, they go down and play this team, this the winner of the South, next weekend. Tampa Bay is in the driver's seat. If they beat Carolina today, they're in. They're the South champs. They get the home playoff game. In the case that they don't, if they get upset by Carolina, then this will happen. The Saints and the Falcons are playing each other. Saints win, they're in. Falcons win, they're in if Tampa Bay loses. But there's a lot on the line when it comes to the Falcons, because Arthur Smith's job is at stake. If he does not win this game today and they don't make the playoffs, then he most likely will be shown the door in a few hours. So there's a lot on the line for them. The ultimatum a few weeks ago has put him in the season. Even if they do make it and they don't do anything, he's probably going to be out. So we'll start with the Saints and the Falcons, my other pick of the week. Big matchup. Winner's not guaranteed to win the division, but the loser is officially done. So go into it.
Yeah, I mean, Atlanta's kind of doing the same type of thing that Minnesota's been doing lately, is just like going back and forth at quarterback. I don't even know who's starting, whether it's Ritter or Heinicke, but either way, they've lost three of their last four. They're going down. New Orleans isn't a good team either, but they're better than Atlanta. At least they have a semi-competent quarterback. We'll see what happens with Arthur Smith. I jumped off the bandwagon earlier this year. Just the way he's calling that offense is a joke. When you have all these first-round picks invested in studs and you're just not using them right, that's on the coach. That's not necessarily on the quarterback. And he's just not using his studs at all. Well, properly, I should say. So, I don't have any faith in Atlanta's quarterbacks. I don't have any faith in their head coach anymore. I don't have much in the Saints, but I have more. So I'll go with New Orleans and a final score of 26-20.
Yeah, this is not going to be this should be an interesting matchup. I mean, neither team is any good or any better than the other. I mean, the Falcons should really be lucky that they're even in a position to make the postseason the way they played lately. I mean, obviously, Arthur Smith's job is on the line here. They don't win and they don't make the playoffs, he's basically out of a job. And obviously, there's going to be a lot of changes in Atlanta once again. For the Saints, I picked them in my actual wagers to win the division. I have a ticket waiting for me to be cashed if they do win the division. But obviously they need help if they win this game. But obviously we'll see what happens. I mean, I don't know who's going to start at quarterback. Like you said, I have no idea. But we do know it's Derek Carr. and Derek Carr, a veteran, will get it done. They'll find a way. And I have the Saints winning. I have the Saints winning, and fingers crossed. Final score, 26-17.
Okay.
Now, remember, neither team controls their destiny. They win, it's not guaranteed that they get in. Tampa Bay, if they win, they get in. They are the division champs. They host either the Cowboys or the Eagles in Super Wild Card Weekend. But if they lose, they're out. There will be no wild card to look back on. So, obviously, Carolina has, you know, we normally don't talk about them. They're the worst team in football with the worst record. And, you know, they're pathetic enough that they should have the number one pick, but their moronic owner gave away a lot of picks to the Bears. So the Bears have their number one overall pick. Not good for them. Not a good outlook for them. But they could at least give Panthers fans something to be excited about if they can pull an upset here today. So we'll see what happens. Go ahead.
Okay, well, this is one of my picks from our Wednesday thing. It's also my pick in the suicide pool. I mean, Tampa, you know, they got something to play for. Win, and they win the division. Lose, and they lose the division. You know, this is basically this is a playoff game for them. Carolina, they got nothing to play for, man. I mean, they're just trying to get through the rest today, and then hopefully, for their sake, they can figure out their coaching staff and try to build towards next year. Like you said, their owner's an idiot, so I don't have any faith that he'll do anything right. But still, Bryce Young, he's been bad this year. But, you know, it's also – some of it's been – a lot of it's been his offensive line. We saw in the preseason, he didn't look very good, but he was under pressure constantly in the preseason, and that's carried over all year. He's been sacked 59 times this year. You know, Mike Evans on the other side, got to give him some props, man. This is going to be probably his last year in Tampa. He's a free agent next year, this offseason. But he's got 76 receptions, 1,233 yards, 13 touchdowns. His 13 touchdowns lead the NFL. He's got 10, this is now 10 straight years since basically this is his 10th year in the league. All 10 years he's had over 1,000 yards receiving. And he's having a great year. Guy's just a stud. Only other thing I'm going to say here, man, Carolina, they got a chance to do something that we haven't seen in a long time. They could become the first team since 1991 to not have a single lead in the fourth quarter for the entire season. And you say, oh, how's that possible? Because they got two wins. Well, the two wins they got, they were losing, and they kicked the field goal with no time remaining. So they haven't had an actual lead in the fourth quarter once all year. So, you know, that's a pretty historically bad team, you know. And like you said, they don't even have their first round pick. So, either way, though, Tampa's going to win this game because they actually have something to play for. And I don't even think it's going to be close. Baker Mayfield gets his second postseason appearance. Well, second year making the postseason, I should say. So, either way, Tampa. Final score, I'm going to say 31-16.
What team was that didn't have a lead in the fourth quarter in any game?
You know what? I couldn't find it, man. I couldn't find out who, but it was 91. If you can find it out. But Carolina's about to do it.
Now, Baltimore, it didn't happen, but they would have been the first team to have a lead in the fourth quarter in every game this season, if that game was meaningful against Pittsburgh, they would have been the first team in NFL history to have a lead in the fourth quarter in every game. It would have been the first. So, yeah, weird, very weird. But let's get to this matchup. Obviously, like I say, Carolina is the worst team in football. Bryce Young, I feel bad for him. They got to fix this mess. They got to get some help. They got to get a head coach that believes in him. I mean, Frank Wright was a good head coach, but the setup was all wrong. And their owner is a moron, you know? Not his fault. And I'm glad that Frank's not there. But it's just ridiculous. It's a sad deal. It's a sad scenario. And like I said, there's nothing to look forward to down there because next year might be even worse. Or it could be just as bad as this year. I mean, like the 2016-2017 Browns, they only won once in 37 games. Think about it. They only have one win in 37 games. So it could be like that for them. For Tampa, like I said, Mike Evans is going to the Hall of Fame, one of the greatest receivers, one of the most underrated great receivers ever. I mean, guy just, like I said, this guy shows up no matter what quarterback they have. He's had Tom Brady. Obviously, this year it's Baker Mayfield. In the past, he's had Jameis Winston. I mean, there's been many quarterbacks he's had over the years, but somehow he's always consistent and always reliable. Like I said, he deserves to go to a better team if this is his last game in Tampa. So we'll see what happens. And I said the thing, remember, I just mentioned the Saints, I have a lot riding on that. So I have to pick the upset here. Even though it may not be much of an upset. Plus, remember, Baker Mayfield is not healthy. He has rib injury. So he was questionable coming in. So we don't know how healthy he's going to be. But obviously, we'll see what happens here. But I'm going to go with the upset here. I'm going to see that Bryce Young has his best game as an NFL quarterback, and they find a way here. And they'll have a lead in the fourth quarter for the first time. I say there. So picking Carolina with the upset, and the final score 20-17.
Okay. We'll see. I don't think it's going to happen like that, but... I know you're hoping for the Saints to win the division so you can get your money, so, you know.
Yeah. All right. Like I said, now, obviously, we'll see what happens there. Like I said, you and I are differing of who will win the NFC South. Now, the wild card situation is pretty interesting here. Like I said, the NFC East loser will be the fifth, likely the Eagles. The Rams are the sixth seed. That's why we're not picking that match. We're not talking about that matchup with the 49ers. They're the 16 no matter what. Or at least they are basically the 16 because there's a possibility they may not be if they lose today and Green Bay wins. So Green Bay wins. They beat the Bears. They are in and they move up to 6 if the Rams lost because of the head-to-head matchup. They beat the Rams earlier in the year. Seattle and Minnesota still are alive for at least the seventh seed. But they must win and Green Bay must lose for their scenario. So we'll look at these matchups here. We'll start with Seattle going to Arizona. Arizona coming off a big, big upset. They played spoiler against us last week. And can they play spoiler again and make sure Seattle misses the postseason? Once again... Well, not once again. They were in the last year, but it will be, what, the third time with Pete Carroll? In the Pete Carroll era, they would miss the postseason? I don't know, but I think it's fourth. But interesting matchup here. Can Seattle avoid, like the Eagles, being upset by a lesser team? Go ahead.
All right. Well, here's what I did this week, man, in an attempt to try to save some time so that we can actually talk about the real games. Games that are just basically like you said, like you already did, the teams that are completely out, the games that are completely worthless. We're not even going to talk about the games that maybe involve either a team that is benching, probably going to bench their starters, going up against a team trying to make the playoffs, or in this situation, a team that is on the playoff bubble, but kind of on the outside looking in, going up against a horrible team, I'm not even going to bother with. So this one, I'm just going to skip over. I'm just going to give you a score. Seattle's going to win this one, and I'm going to say the final score here will be 27-23.
Well, Seattle, obviously, like the Eagles, have been struggling the last several weeks. They've lost 5 of their last 7 games. They have not played great at all. And, you know, like I said, Arizona has nothing to play for. They know where they stand. They're not going to the postseason. Obviously, Kyler Murray is still not 100%, but hey, they had a great game last week. They beat us, and, you know, I don't even blame them for it. You know, they're a putrid team, but it's on us that we lost. It's on us that we lost. So, at the end of the day, I'm going to say they win again. I think they win again. I just think that Seattle's just way too inconsistent. Like I said, you know, Geno Smith, like you say, you have been a big fan of him this year. He took a step back. So, you know, I'm going to go with Arizona again. Arizona wins. Final score, 29-23.
Okay.
All right. So this matchup comes to Detroit and Minnesota. Now, Detroit still has something to play for, technically. They have clinched the North and at least the 3 seed. But if Dallas loses today, if Dallas loses and Eagles win the division, they have a better conference record and common opponent record above Philadelphia. So they would move to the 2 seed above the Eagles if the Eagles are the NFC East champs. Something to think about. So there's something to play for in Detroit. Minnesota obviously knows the drill. They win and the Seahawks and the Packers lose, they're in. But that's all they need help. And their quarterback position is a joke. So they're starting Nick Mullins again today. You know, we'll see what happens. But in a matchup that really should be meaningless, actually has something to play for both. Go into it.
All right, well, this one I'm not going to get too much into. I haven't even seen any confirmation that Detroit's going to play their starters. Maybe you've seen something, like, in the last, like, hour or so. But
I haven't heard anything. Jared Goff, they showed Jared Goff, but that doesn't mean, like you said, that doesn't mean anything. But I would assume he'll at least get the ball to start the game.
Yeah, I'm going to assume that they're going to play their starters just based on the fact that their head coach is kind of a tough guy, and he's going to try to go for the number 2 seed as opposed to just, like, giving up on it. That being said, Minnesota's a joke. Yeah, no. Since your boy Kirk Cousins got injured, they've just been embarrassing going back and forth with these quarterbacks. You know, Jaren Hall to Dobbs to Mullins to Hall to now back to Mullins. You know, I mean, they're just as bad as the Falcons, if not worse, with this shit. So, bottom line, the way this coach is running this team is embarrassing. If I was a fan, if this was in Philly going on like this, the fan base would be going nuts, man. So, either way, Detroit's going to win this game. If they play their starters, this isn't even going to be close. So, assuming that the starters play, I'm going with Detroit and a final score of 37-17.
Yeah, like I said, as much as you call Kirk Cousins a loser, you kind of miss him, because Minnesota really does have nothing but losers at quarterback. None of them have shown anything since he left, since he got hurt. And it's amazing that they're even still in the postseason mix, despite that, the quarterback play. But that means that if you're Minnesota, you have 2 choices in the offseason. You either re-sign Kirk, or you let him go and you draft the quarterback. You don't sign a free agent. You draft one, because you have no idea where the hell you're going in that position. Because one thing is for sure, we both know, without the quarterback, you ain't shit. You ain't shit. So, but like I said, to this matchup, like I said, Mullins gets to start again for whatever that's worth. Like I said, Detroit, they have something to play for in a way, even though they're playing at here shortly, and the Cowboys and Eagles are playing later. Still, if they play this game and they play to win, who knows what could happen later in the day? but most likely they're going to be the 3 seed and potentially be hosting the Rams next weekend. And that would be obviously an emotional roller coaster of situations there that we'll get to if that matchup does get to be real. So we're going to go with Detroit. Detroit wins. It'll be a battle. I think it's going to be you just see it blow out. I don't. I say it'll be a close one. So we'll go with the Lions and the final score 30-27.
Okay. Well, when it comes to the question of what they should do in the offseason, draft a quarterback or re-sign Cousins, I will say, man, they're not going to be in. They'd have to trade up to get one of the top quarterbacks, which they could do. But, dude, this is probably one of the best quarterback classes I've ever seen, in my opinion, man. I think we're loaded here. And I'm not talking about Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams, in my opinion, is going to be a bust. He's going to be the next Justin Fields. But out after him, man, there's a ton of talent. There's a ton of talent. And there's going to be talent in day 3. Expect the Eagles to use a draft pick on another quarterback this year, too.
Oh, wow.
Well, it might not be early. It might be a day 3 pick, but they're going to be getting a quarterback because there's so many guys. You know, they love trying to get like a day 3 guy and build him up and maybe trade him down the line.
Well, like I said, I can trust you because you know the college talent more than I obviously know. But all right, now obviously that leaves the Green Bay Packers in the position of win and in. But they have a tough matchup. I mean, yeah, it's the Chicago Bears. The Bears have been playing much better football as of late. They've won 4 of the last 6 games. And obviously, Justin Fields, no matter what you think of him, you're not a big fan of him, obviously, has played pretty good. And you kind of wonder if he did get hurt earlier in the year, where the Bears could actually be. Their 7 wins, they could actually be in an even better position than they are. But we'll see what happens here. Third spoiler, okay, they play the ultimate spoiler and cost their longtime rivals at their house a postseason spot. Go ahead.
All right, well, these are 2 teams that are both on fire, man. Both have won their last 2 games, 2 straight. You said Chicago won 4 of the last 6. It's actually 5 of their last 7 they've won. And Green Bay has won 6 of their last 9. Jordan Love, in his last 7 games, he's thrown 16 touchdowns and 1 interception. He's a guy that I liked coming in the year. I'm pretty sure you liked him too. He started off hot first game of the season against Chicago. He threw 3 touchdown passes. But then after that, this offense went cold for a while. But they've turned it up, man, and they're back in the playoff contention. And on the other side, yeah, like you said, the Bears have been a lot better since Justin Fields came back from his injury. But I mean, they're just trying to get by. They're running an offense same as last year. I mean, Justin Fields, what he is a guy that can, it's a great athlete. He's not a quarterback though, man. I looked it up. He's had 1 game where he's thrown for 300 yards this year. He's actually had 7 where he's broken 200, for what that's worth. I mean, 200 yards passing isn't a good game necessarily, but you know, he's had 7, which he's missed a couple games, so you're probably talking about like a 50% rate of breaking 200 yards passing. He's an athlete. He can run the ball, but that's not gonna happen. That's not good for long-term success, man. You got to be able to throw the ball if you're a quarterback, and he just can't. Now, one player in this game that is going for NFL history here is Montez Sweat. One of my guys from the draft a few years ago, man. I was so high on this guy. I love this guy. I wanted him. We took Andre Dillard that year. But he's got a chance to become the first player in NFL history to lead 2 teams in sacks in a single season. The Redskins traded him at the deadline to Chicago. He leads the Redskins in sacks still, and he's about to lead the Bears in sacks. So, you know, he's been awesome at 12.5 on the year. He's had 5.5 or 6.5 since being traded. I think it's 6.5. Either way, he's going to lead both teams in sacks. And even though I think this is going to be a tight one. You know, the Bears are hot. They're playing well. They're doing what they can to adapt to what Justin Fields' capabilities are. But I think I see a big game out of Jordan Love, and Green Bay is going to pull it out. So I'm going to say Green Bay in a tight one. Final score, 30-27.
Who you got?
Green Bay.
All right. Well, like I said, this should be a very interesting matchup. Like I said, at least this is the Nance Romo game. I thought the Eagles and the Giants were going to get Nance and Romo. Actually, this is the Nance and Romo game. Apparently, they're at Lambeau. So later on today, these two teams will go at it, and obviously the playoff spot will be on the line. Like I said, Seattle's playing at the same time as them, so this is obviously we scoreboard watching. Minnesota's playing now, so obviously this should be interesting. And you know, like I said, both teams are playing very good down the stretch, and obviously for the Bears, they have a very tough decision to make. I know you don't care if Justin Fields gets traded, but they have the first overall pick. Hey, I know you're not a big fan of Caleb Williams either, but he is the darling. He's the guy that everybody's chasing after, you know? Yeah. We're so used to the draft. The best player may not be the first player picked, but, you know, like this year with Bryce Young over C.J. Stroud. But still, they look at him as money, and they believe, and, you know, we'll see what happens. Now, if the Bears think that he's the guy, then obviously they'll draft him and they'll trade away Justin Fields, maybe to Denver for, you know, because Denver's going to be obviously in search for a starter. That seems like a possibility. But at the end of the day, you know, we'll see what happens. Now, they're not worried about the first overall pick. They're worried about making sure Green Bay doesn't make the playoffs. And to do that, they got to beat them. But Green Bay's playing really well. Obviously, Jordan Love is doing great. Jordan Love has been playing really well. And he gets to do something Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre didn't do in their first years as a starter, make the playoffs. And I think that's going to happen today. I really do. I just think that Green Bay's coming in hot, and most likely they would play the Cowboys, let's say give and take, the Cowboys win the division. That would be the matchup on next week. So I'll take my chances and go with the Pack. Go Pack, go. And the final score, I'm going to say 27-20.
Okay.
All right, that's it by the NFC. Now we go to the AFC. And the AFC, pretty much, we'll see. This is basically, I'm going to tell you things that have already happened. Like I said, the Steelers are still hot. The Colts are not.
Hey, man, your phone's breaking up right again, man.
Sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Like I said, right now, if you're Jacksonville will be playing here shortly against Tennessee. If they win, they are the division champs. I need that because that'll be another couple dollars in my pockets on Wednesday. But if they lose, they could be out. Houston will be the division champs. Now, obviously, for Buffalo, they need Jacksonville to win. To lose. Because if they don't, then that matchup is for everything tonight. They go to Miami for Sunday Night Football. And if they don't win that game, season's over. So they need Jacksonville to lose so they can fall back if they need to. But I'm sure they don't care about that. They want to win that game in the division. So we'll see what happens there. Basically, Miami already knows that if they lose tonight, they're the sixth seed. They're already in the playoffs. So we're going to go to this matchup here coming up, Jacksonville and Tennessee. Trevor Lawrence is playing today. Trevor Lawrence has been activated for this matchup, so give or take. But they're in Tennessee. Could be the end of an era there for Derrick Henry. and potentially for Mike Vrabel as a coach. But if Mike Vrabel does, if this is his last game, he will not be fired. He'll be traded, most likely. That's the rumor I'm hearing. So, interesting matchup here. Playoff spot on the line for Jacksonville. They must. It's a must win to keep them playing another week. Dougie P is an overachieving coach. Can he continue that, even though they were expected to be here, unlike last year? Go ahead.
All right. Well, we'll see about Vrabel, but with this one, then, Well, Jacksonville's looking to win their first back-to-back division title since 98-99 seasons. They obviously since the Mark Brunell days, they've been an inept franchise, to say the least. Tennessee, Will Levis is out. Ryan Tannehill's making the start. Only type of thing anybody has going on with Tennessee is Derrick Henry needs 105 yards to pass Sean Alexander as the NFL's all-time leading rusher from Alabama running backs. So, you know, he's got some history to make, but nonetheless, Jacksonville, man, even with Trevor Lawrence playing, I don't have a lot of faith in them, but going up against Tennessee with Tannehill, I think if Will Levis was in here, I might pick Tennessee. But with Tannehill playing, I think I'm going to take Jacksonville. So I think it's going to be a closer game, but I'll still go Jacksonville. I'll say final score 24-20.
Yeah, this is a very critical matchup for both teams. Even though Tennessee is in the spoiler role, but obviously their future is basically kind of up in the air. All they know is Will Levis will be the starter in September. That's about it. They don't know if Vrabel will be the head coach and Derrick Henry is a free agent. So this could be his last game in Tennessee. Obviously for Jacksonville, they have everything to play for. A division title and a postseason spot is at stake here. And if they don't win this game, they're out, most likely. And obviously we'll see what happens. Obviously Trevor Lawrence has had a tough year. You know, he's been hurt. He's been sick. He's been through everything. But Dougie P's taking the chains off of him, and he's going to play here today. We'll see how he does. And I think it'll be a close matchup, too. I think that, like I said, Jacksonville, they're not playing as good as they need to be playing, but they're going to do what they have to do here. So I think Jacksonville will squeak out victory here, move on to Super Wild Card Weekend. Unfortunately, they host the Browns if they do win this game. Browns will be the fifth seed, so they will be going to Jacksonville or to Houston. They're going somewhere in the South, and a team that they've already beat, two teams they've already beat. So that's what's on the line here. So Jacksonville will take their chances, win this game, give me some more money in my pockets, and the final score, 26-23.
Okay.
All right, now we reach the end here. Like I said, the NFC East is on the line. It seems like every year we do this, but it's almost ridiculous this year. Oh, actually, no, I forgot. Let's get to the tonight's matchup.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, man.
What the hell? Damn.
It's the only all good right, game sorry, of the week.
This is not my game of the week. I already told you my game of the week, and that was Colts and Texans. This is not my game of the week. This is the last game of the regular season. It's a Sunday night game. Buffalo knows that they must win. They're going to go in there as a must win. Miami, they're banged up. They just lost Bradley Chubb. He will not be playing anymore this season. He tore his knee, so he's out. Jalen Waddle is out for tonight. Raheem Mostert is out for tonight. So Miami's going to be missing a lot of starters. Obviously, we'll see what happens here. It's a critical matchup. Somebody's hope, you know, Miami, they don't want to be on the road. They want to be home because this is comfortable for them. We'll see if they get their first division title in 15 years. And meanwhile, we'll see what happens with Buffalo. If Jacksonville, like I said, if Jacksonville wins, it's a must-win for Buffalo. So go ahead.
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, there's really only two good games all week, and this is the only good game of the day. The only other good game this week, real good game, was the Colts-Texans game. This is the only Sunday game that's anything worthwhile. No matter what happens before this game starts tonight, this is going to be a big game for both teams. Because even if Jacksonville loses and Tennessee clinches and Buffalo clinches a playoff spot, this is for the division. This is for the number two seed. Whoever wins this game is the number two seed. And this is my lock of the week too. I'm gonna use this one as my lock of the week. I actually made this as one of my picks too. But yeah, you look at this one then, Bills. Pretty much, the Bills are going to need to win this game to make the playoffs because Jacksonville's not losing. So if when we go into Sunday night, this is a do-or-die situation for Buffalo. On top of that, like you mentioned, Miami has a ton of injuries. You already mentioned the players, the key players that are out. I will say one key player that's in is Tua. This is the first time with him making the start tonight, this is the first time in his career that he's going to actually start every game in a season. That's something for him because he's had a lot of injuries. But when you look at like recent history, first of all, Josh Allen, 10 games in this season. I know you were ready to you were playing the funeral music for the Bills. I remember, man. And Josh Allen was terrible. 12 interceptions, 3 fumbles in 10 games. Bills were sitting at 5-5, but they fired Ken Dorsey, made Joe Brady their offensive coordinator. All of a sudden, that offense had some life, and they've turned it around. They've won their last 4 games. And in terms of recent history with these two teams going head-to-head, Miami's only won 2 games against Buffalo since McDermott took over as head coach in 2017. Tua versus the Bills in his career, 6 games, 5 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Josh Allen versus Miami in 12 starts, 34 touchdown passes, 5 rushing touchdowns. And Tyreek Hill, he's been good in the playoffs when the Bills and Chiefs have met, but his career in the regular season versus the Bills, 6 games, 31 receptions, 284 yards, 1 touchdown. So in the regular season, the Bills have done a good job of limiting him. And when you look at this game with all those injuries, he's pretty much the only option they have. They do have Devon Achane, so the Bills will have to keep an eye on him. But he hasn't done anything since midway point of the season. You know? I mean, really, with Waddle out and Mostert out, Miami's hurting big time, man. And the Bills are giving up 3. Like I said, this is my lock of the week. This is my other pick from Wednesday. Bills are going to cover. Bills are going to win the division. Bills, after starting off 5-5, they're going to get the number 2 seed in the AFC. And when we talked on Wednesday, you said who could challenge Baltimore. In my opinion, the only real challenge to Baltimore in the AFC is Buffalo. And if they get that number 2 seed, look out, man, because these two teams are going to be on a collision course in that AFC championship game. So I'm going Buffalo, and I'm going to put the final score here at 36-20.
You know what's funny about when the Buffalo and the Eagles played, when these two teams played, they have both gone in different directions ever since. Buffalo had a bye week. Since then, they've been unbeaten, and they're back in the mix. Since that matchup with the Eagles, since the Eagles played the Bills, barely beating them, basically, they've fallen apart. So it's funny how two things have changed, how that matchup kind of changed the guard in a way.
Yeah.
But like you said, since they went to Joe Brady over Ken Dorsey, unlike what we did defensively changing coaches, it's worked. And it's obviously put them back in the mix. It's not been perfect. You know, Buffalo ain't blowing teams out left and right, but they're winning games. They're winning the games they need to win, and they're back in the mix. But obviously, they still need to win this game because it's not guaranteed that they get a spot. They could be out of this postseason if they don't win tonight. But I think they're going to, because Miami's hurt. Miami's banged up. Like you said, Tua has struggled against Buffalo in his career. And obviously, you know, they don't want to really take any chances going into the postseason, but they don't want to be on the road either. And they don't want to be, you know, they don't want to be the sixth seed. So at this point, I mean, who would they play? They would play the Chiefs in the first round. Think about that. Tyreek Hill would be going back to Kansas City.
Yeah.
If that's the case. He'll be going back to Kansas City. So, like I said, that would be interesting. But I just think Buffalo's going to win this game. I just think they're going to dominate. I just don't see where Miami has struggled against good teams all year. They're 1-5. They average less than 20 points less than they do when they beat a better team or lesser team than them. So I'm going to go with Buffalo winning big too. I just think that, you know, even though weather might be different, it might be like, what, 60 degrees or something. You know Florida weather better than I do. You could live down there. But you live in Central Florida, not South Florida, which might be a little bit different. But
yeah, I mean, it's a little bit warmer down there, but it'll be similar. It'll be nice out. It won't be cold. It won't be hot. It won't. There shouldn't be any rain.
I'd say about 60. Not bad. But Buffalo will win. They'll win and move on. AFC East champs. Sadly, this was one of my regular season picks. I have another ticket to hopefully be cashed by Miami, but may not happen. So Buffalo wins, and the final score 38-17.
Okay.
Now we go to the NFC East. And it's very simple. Dallas beats Washington, they win the NFC East. They are the 2 seed. They move on. The Eagles, they need Dallas to lose. They have to win. They're in as the NFC East champs, but they would only be the 3 seed if Detroit loses today. So, along the line here, but I've already made my bet with what I think is going to happen. So, unfortunately, Matt, we're going to have to do this. We normally don't do this very often, but we're going to have to start with the Eagles first. We're going to have to put the Eagles on blast first. We have to pick them first because they don't control their destiny. They do not control their destiny. So, they play the Giants. 2 weeks ago, these two teams met on Christmas Day. Tyrod Taylor's getting the start. They transitioned from him from the big toe in the second half of that game, and so far it's working. Bigger plays, offense is playing much better. The Eagles are not starting. Devontae Smith is out. He has been ruled out. He had an injury, but he's been ruled out. Fletcher Cox has also been ruled out. He will not play today. And there could be a few other stars that might not make it to the start. So we'll see how they play this, but they already kind of know where they stand, but still something might happen. But let's just see what happens here. Go ahead.
All right. Well, here's what I'm going to do, man. Cause you want to start with the Eagles. I am going to start with the Cowboys though. Cause you start however you want. We'll just do both these two games. Because if I just make the pick the way you want to do it, it's kind of anticlimactic for what it's worth anyway. But so I'm gonna start with the Cowboys game, and you can start with the Eagles game, and we'll just go like that. Bottom line, the Cowboys are awesome at home, and they're bad on the road. They're 3-5. They're not good on the road. This is Ron Rivera's last game as the head coach. Probably in the NFL altogether. I don't see any other team hiring him. It's definitely his last game as head coach of Washington. They've lost 7 straight. Sam Howell leads the league in interceptions with 19. He's been sacked 61 times. Everything points to the Cowboys blowing them out. Cowboys are a 13-point favorite. But I think Washington's going to show up today, man. We've seen when Sam Howell actually catches fire, which isn't very often. But when he does, he can put up numbers. He is going to turn the ball over. We know Dallas gets after the quarterback. We know their defense gets a lot of turnovers. Deron Bland, I expect that to happen. But the way the Cowboys play on the road, the way Dak plays on the road, the way Dak plays in this isn't quite a playoff game for them. I mean, they lose, they still could even just win the division. But still, the way Dak plays in high pressure games, I don't have any faith in him. I think the Redskins are gonna not just cover. I think they're gonna pull off the upset here, and I'm going with Washington in this game with a final score of 24-23.
You could go pick the Eagles game as well.
Just go right with the Eagles game, yeah.
Yeah,
Okay.
just keep going, keep going.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. So then you get to the Eagles here, Eagles Giants. I mean, if you want to look at recent history, the Eagles have won 5 straight. They've won 13 of the last 15 versus the Giants. I mean, we've obviously dominated this series. There's some injuries here. Like you said, Devontae Smith is out. I haven't seen about Slay. There was talk that he might play. There was talk
He's out.
he's
He's out.
out. What about Zach Cunningham?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I haven't seen much about him. Bottom line, the Eagles are a mess, man. They're falling apart. I think this is gonna drive. I can't. We'll see tomorrow. We'll see tomorrow when all these fans are calling in to Sports Talk Radio after the Cowboys lose and the Eagles also lose. The Eagles are gonna lose this one, man, against the Giants with the division on the line. They're gonna blow it, man. Just like they've done all year. They've all season, I've been saying. Really, I've tried to give them a chance for the first half of the year, but I mean, really, all season, it's been the same deal. We play 30 minutes, and then we play the other 30 minutes are horrible, and we just give up the game, whether it's in the first half or the second half or whatever. We only play 30 minutes of football. Your boy DeVito. I don't have much faith in the guy, but he's been decent when he played for the most part. He's back today. I think the Giants are going to win this one.
Tyrod's playing.
Oh, is he? I thought DeVito was playing.
I mentioned DeVito, but that
No.
was the Christmas game when he got benched
Yeah,
for
no, I thought
Tyrod.
I saw somewhere that he was playing this week. Maybe I'm wrong. But
No, they
either.
got Tyrod playing. Tyrod's playing.
Okay. Well, either way, I mean, that's an improvement. Let's be honest. Tyrod's a solid player, man. But either way, I think the Giants are going to win this game. I think they're going to break that losing streak, and the fans are going to go nuts because the Eagles once again had a shot to win the division for the second week in a row and blew it against a horrible team. So, Giants come back late. Final score, 27-26.
All right, so this is how I will do it. I will do Eagles and now I'll do the Cowboys game. So with the Eagles, well, Tyrod is playing. They don't put out an initial, the Eagles do not put out an initial injury report until 3:30, an hour before the game normally. So still a couple hours before the start. But like I said, I mean, okay, if DeVito played, then I feel a lot better about this matchup. But what's sad about the Eagles, the Giants are the most sacked quarterback this year. Most sacked quarterback this year. 83 sacks they've given up. Quarterback's been sacked between Tyrod, DeVito, and then obviously, Danny Dimes when he was hurt, when he was healthy earlier in the year. The Eagles only have one of those sacks, which is really a shame. And, like I said, one of the big problems I have is even like you just mentioned, if Dallas is dominating Washington by the break, by the half, by the beginning of the second half, then the Eagles have no business playing for the win. They don't need to. They'll take the fifth seed and whatever. Now I know that that's not should be what the way it is, but that's the way it's going to be. I just don't see where the Eagles win this game. I mean, they could win for pride. They could, and like you said, Dallas could lay an egg today. They've done it in the past. when something's on the line. But I don't think today is one of those days. I don't think this Cowboys team will ruin it as last year's Cowboys team could have. So I'm going to have the Eagles losing this game too. It'll be competitive enough, but I'll see your cousin Mariota in the fourth quarter playing more than you would think. I see Mariota playing in the fourth. They're going to bench the starters because Dallas is in control. There's nothing to play for after that. So I'm going to go with the Giants winning, and the final score 30-24.
Okay. Hey, man, just a quick note here. I just saw DeAndre Swift is also out today.
Yeah, he's out too. Yeah, he's been ruled out too. Yeah. All right, I'm going to be quick. I'll be quick with this. We only have a few minutes left.
Yeah, we got 4 minutes.
The Cowboys, like I said, you know, they have obviously everything to play for. I mean, yeah, they can afford to lose this game, and they still lose it. They still win this division with the Eagles. They control their destiny, and I just don't see where Washington even be highly competitive. I know last week they played the 49ers tough, and that might matter, but Dallas knows how to beat Washington. Sam Howell's the most sacked quarterback in the league. He has also the most interceptions, as you mentioned. So at the end of the day, you know, it's funny. They benched him for Jacoby Brissett, and then he gets hurt. And then he gets hurt and never even started. So that just tells you how bad things are. This is Ron Rivera's last game for all intents and purposes. Washington's moving on different way. Dallas wins big. So the final score, 38-20. Cowboys win 38-20. So that's all we have, but that's how we look at the postseason. Join us Wednesday for the look back, our playoff preview show. Ken will join us. Hopefully his Steelers are in it, so it makes him more excited for to be on. Obviously, we will be previewing the games, but not on Sunday. We'll be previewing Super Wild Card Weekend, but we'll tell you the date on Wednesday's show. So that's all we have. Enjoy the games. Hopefully your team makes the playoffs. And I'm going to work. my other job. Have a good one, folks.
Yeah, man.